So I understand part of the team just finished a job this week. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely. We had a herd of 10 Boer goats out on the property for about 3 weeks, munching on some natural areas.
How did that happen?
Our very talented and very curious superintendent, Dan Malzoff, is always looking for innovative ways and environmentally friendly ways to tackle the tasks that we have to do out here at Radrick, and we really take being environmental stewards very seriously, and one of the issues that the whole area has is invasive species. So we really have been trying to find ways to take care of things such as poison ivy, buckthorn, honeysuckle, those sorts of plants that can get out of control if they're not checked. Goats is the best way.
How did he even find that out?
The golf course industry can be very progressive when it comes to environmental forward thinking. So I believe Dan is part of the Michigan Golf Course Superintendents Association, and he really explored asked different people in the industry, and it's one of the ideas that came out. We're the first course in the state of Michigan, as far as I know, to try this. I know it's been tried in Pennsylvania as well as California. Pasa Tiempo is a very famous golf course that's been using this practice for some time.
So where did you get the goats from, and what exactly did they do?
We got them from, I want to say it's Twin Meadows Farms in Milan, Michigan. And we rented them, and a very gracious farmer there, I believe his name is Maurer, came in and brought them. We penned them into areas that had a lot of invasive species. And during that time, they just ate and ate and ate, and not much else.
And it's okay for the goats to eat that kind of thing?
Apparently they love it, and it sure seemed that way. They seem to be as healthy as can be, and they seem very happy back there.
So they just hung out there day and night, and they didn't bother the golfers?
Correct. And part of that is we had them in enclosed areas, out of the way of any, you know, flying golf balls. The fenced area they were in was actually electrified, keep any coyotes or predators out, if you will.
So how much did they eat? How much progress did they make?
I don't know the exact acreage. Probably in the 3 week span, 10 goats, probably it'd say less than an acre. All these different areas. We tried them at three different spots to see how these natural areas responded to having the goats in there. So it's very much in an environmental or a experimental phase, if you will.
And it went well? What was it like before, and how did it look when they were done?
It is pretty well cleared out in these certain areas. One of the areas in particular, behind one of the greens, one of the keys to good growth for bent grass, which our greens are made out of, is getting good ventilation. So having the opportunity for air to flow through and having the goats kind of clear out these brush areas, it looks like nothing but sticks out of the ground right now. Rather than nothing but a wall of green buckthorn and what have you.
Was it expensive to rent a goat?
Not at all. It's much cheaper than having a bunch of labor going in there and pull all this stuff by hand. It's certainly more environmentally friendly than going back there and spraying it with chemicals. And we're hoping that we see the official results in the coming weeks and decide whether to continue going and finding new ways to improve these areas.
Do you think the Radrick Farms golf course will bring the goats back?
At this point, if I was a betting man, I'd say definitely.
All right, Paul Scott, General Manager of Radrick Farms Golf Course for the University of Michigan. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.